News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As is the custom, we start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission as a volunteer. And her story today is about Texas Ranger history.
They knew their duty, and they did it. The Texas frontier of the 1820s witnessed bandits robbing and pillaging at will, and native tribes raiding ranches and farms. But Texas, then only a colony of Mexico, pleaded with the Mexican government for protection that never came. Frustrated, Governor Stephen F. Austin formed a group of volunteers, modeled after the Minutemen of the American Revolution, to range the frontier and respond whenever a threat arose and to protect the lives and property of Texas citizens. And on October 17, 1835, the Texas Rangers were formally constituted. Texas Rangers have played an important role in West Texas, from restoring order in San Elizario during the Salt Wars to the killing of infamous bank robbers Bonnie and Clyde. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Who was that announcer?
That was...
What's his name?
You.
Hey, but you guys have your inventory business cranked up. You're rolling there. Call them up.
Sargent Home Inventory Services. And I must say, yes, I love the Texas Rangers, even though I'm not a native of Texas, but I do love them and their services they do. But I think they're... time is being wasted on this issue in El Paso.
Oh, we don't want to know about that, do we?
No, but people have been reading about it in the paper. What a waste of resources and taxpayer money.
Welcome to government in El Paso. We'll do what we want. You get to vote us out, but you can't.
That's right.
Thank you very little.
You're not
okay.
Going away.
But the El Paso County Historical Commission is the crowd that is making things happen in El Paso, yeah, whether you like it or not. They have a website, elpasocountyhistory.com, now online, and there's a meeting coming up.
The meeting they've got coming up is, they're normally the second Monday of every month, and the next one will be February 13th at 11:30 a.m., and it's in the United Bank of Paso del Norte downtown, which we had Les Parker in last week from United.
That
it was great.
Was
he
fun.
Was talking about the vault door that they've got in there, which is actually, to me, a beautiful piece of artwork if you look at it.
But it's not the current operating vault that he puts your money in. This is a conversation piece in the lobby.
I hope so.
No. Well, no, there's nothing, there's nothing behind it.
Well, that's why. That's where your money goes in, and it just, never mind.
When Les was in here, we talked about it. He called it a room divider.
Yeah, and he's my banker, so I hope that's not the vault tour. But no, it is a great thing to see. The bank itself is just a beautiful building to walk into. And they're a great bank. Very friendly, very warm. They reflect El Paso.
Well, I'll tell you, Les cares about history, because in that boardroom where the commission meets, he's got all the 12 Travelers original, but they're prints.
Right.
From Tom Lee up on the wall.
Well, and he has a piece of glass that we have from Concordia Heritage Association that we sell that was from the First National Bank that John Wesley Hardin, the gunfighter, had his office in at that time.
Yeah.
And he has that up in his office. So it's really in one of the main entrances I love it.
I got to tell you, it was nice to talk to him, because I didn't understand his bank. It's a local bank, and he didn't talk about how much deposits are here. He's one of us.
He's my banker, and I love him.
Very interesting guy. All right, and if you want to get more information, I dare you. No. Should we tell him to call Bernie?
Yeah, they can call Bernie at 915-581-7920.
Oh, Bernie. Good luck to Bernie and Patricia Kidney.
I might add, it is open to the public.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes.
They have always been public meetings. There's never been any problems along those lines. You could always go.
And whoever wrote that letter to the editor today, out of your ignorance, madam, you are operating.
Mm.
My bottom line there.
I'm not saying a thing. I have not read it yet.
I did.
So I can't get totally indignant.
That woman,
indignant.
I don't think, has ever set foot in one of those meetings, but that's another matter. Okay, moving on to things at hand. If you want to talk to me, lady, off the air, I'll be glad to talk to you. But in the meantime, Patricia Kidney is here, and you're a county historical commissioner yourself.
I am.
And you represent Concordia when you're there, but you're also the secretary of the organization.
That's all very true.
And you've gotten involved in this symposium here. Why'd you get involved?
Well, I just love history. I love it. And I like going to all these historic places. And some of these I've gone to. And, gosh, I can hardly wait to hear these speakers and to go out. And I might add, at the Butterfield Trails golf course.
I heard about that.
Let me explain the excitement that's out there. Right off the eighth hole, you can see, you can walk on the exact stage trail that goes through that stage, through that golf course, and goes on into Concordia, ends up downtown. And there is an El Paso historical marker. Actually, it's a state marker in front of the restaurant. Yes.
It's great. It really is.
It is so exciting.
I've played golf out there, and I've been out to that, and it's just like so cool to stand in history. You can stand on it right there. It's really neat.
It's all over El Paso County. Mm-hmm. It's all over Las Cruces. Cecilia Bell is here, and she's from Silver City. You're actually from Silver City.
Right, right.
And you're part of this Oregon-California Southern Trails. How did you get involved in that?
Luckily, I grew up in the panhandle of Nebraska.
Oh.
And right there is where the Oregon-California Trail went through.
Okay.
And there's God's Bluff Monument and Chimney Rock.
Okay.
And Fort Laramie, Wyoming.
So you grew up in your own kind of history up there.
I grew up walking. Every field trip was to those spots. So when we moved to Silver City, of course, there had to be a trail.
Sure.
And it was the Butterfield that goes through the southern part of Grant County.
And that's where Silver City is. And southern left corner of New Mexico, almost.
Right. On the border.
Yeah, but the thing is, everywhere you go in New Mexico, there's history as well. So let's talk about this symposium a bit. You've got all kinds of things coming up here. I see something here about the southern trail included the Santa Fe, the Galveston, and the Galveston to San Antonio, Missouri to Texas, Arizona. And then also, there was always a threat. I'm reading some of your notes. There was always a threat of Native Americans, and they were threatened as well. Many settlements of Mexico were taken over by Americans. Now, you also, what about Civil War are we going to get into here? Very little?
Very little.
Okay.
But that could be a whole symposium.
Yeah. Well, when you get that done, call us, because I'd like to hear about that. The Civil War did happen around here, but not as much as like Gettysburg and stuff. But we did have our own version. Tell us what we need to know about your symposium, because you have school children learning about the trails. What do we need to know about this?
First of all, everyone is welcome. You may call the number that will be given or go to the website for information or even show up right at the Country Inn and Suites to sign up. To go to a symposium.
March 15 to 19.
Right.
Is that like a Monday? I don't have my calendar.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay.
Through Saturday.
Okay. But that's at the Country Inn and Suites.
Right. On Sunland.
Sunland Park. And I-10. So that, how big a crowd do you think should show up? I mean, you're talking about hundreds of people if they can do it.
I would love to have 100 people.
Okay.
That would be great.
How many are coming in from out of the area?
I have no idea yet, because Monday I will know. Monday night, but not today.
We're just getting this known in El Paso right now.
Yeah.
Right, right. You know, locally, you know, what we're doing this for is to connect with trail people in El Paso, in Hudspeth County.
Speaking of trail people, Patricia Kidney's here.
I am.
Yes, the trail person, too.
I am a trail person. What I do want to add is that we are partnering with the Corral of the Westerner on our regular Friday night meeting, and we're partnering with this group, and together we're all going to be joining in, and we're going to be listening to the keynote speaker, Glenn Ely.
Yes. Oh, Glenn's coming back.
He's coming back. And he's going to be.
We got to get him an apartment here. He kept a lot.
Right, right.
And he's going to be presenting the Butterfield stage for Davis to El Paso. And that is $20 a reservation. You can register through the symposium or through the Corral of the Westerner. We are so thrilled to be partnering with this.
You know, he has a great, great book on the Butterfield all across Texas. But you need a road map, and you need to spend a day in each county to explore the area. It's filled with preservation history.
Well, let's finish your announcement. We have an announcement for you about El Paso Corral of the Westerners. But that's Friday, February. That's your next one is in February.
Yes, we
but
have
the one,
one
in March is when you're going to combine people.
Right.
But you're the one. Are you the contact person for that?
Yes.
Generally speaking, 251-2326 for the Corral of the Westerners, and you'll take that call and direct them. February, you're talking about the Great Western Sarah Bowman. And in March, you're talking about the trails.
Right.
Okay. So the trail symposium that we've got going on is in March 15 through 19.
Right.
Over there in the former Holiday Inn, Country Inn and Suites.
And on Sunland.
And that should be something people should really look into. Because we did, this group here was a major part of an event in 2013 and 2014 that we called the El Paso History Summit. And we did that kind of like what you're doing here, but we weren't quite as organized when we first started this. But we found a huge amount of interest in this area. So we could sort of say this is a continuation of the kind of summit mentality of this is a summit, basically a symposium of what are your trails. And the trails is what made this place happen. And even the railroads followed the trails to get here, generally speaking. I mean, that's stupid. Yeah. If it worked for the animals, they'll show up and put a railroad through it, as long as it's not in a bog. But the trail system in El Paso, in Las Cruces area, is massive extensive. Compare that to other places. We mentioned that briefly in the first hour, but there's a lot of trails going through it. Can you name some of them, all of them?
The Camino Real was first.
One.
Then the Butterfield Overland Stage.
Two.
Then the military trails.
Three.
But all of them followed the Native American trails that followed the animals.
This is true. But it goes on to like the Bankhead Highway trails, all kinds of trails. Mm-hmm. And all of those trails come through here basically because of the geography, is it not right?
The geography and water.
Well, yeah. You had to hit the Rio Grande at some point. But then you had to get through the mountains, and that's called El Paso.
So, the Pass of the North.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, there was also the old Spanish Trail. Now, that's now a national historic trail. And when did that happen, that they did that one?
That was before the Civil War, and that was bringing the camels across the Southwest. Remember the old Disney movie Humps?
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have a speaker talking about Humps,
the
camels in the Southwest.
That didn't really work out all that well, did it?
No.
They tried it, though.
It could have, but I think they just didn't understand
the
animals.
They gave up.
Because, the Civil War came, they lost their funding, and never came back.
The Civil War is the reason that the Butterfield stage stopped.
Right.
Quit, because they can't do that. Yeah.
You know, mining quit in Silver City.
Oh.
Yeah.
When the soldiers left, guess what?
What?
The Apaches came back.
Oh, yes.
Start all over again.
And start again.
But many of these trails are National Historic Trails. And the Spanish Trail, the old Spanish Trail, was made a National Historic Trail in 2002. How many of the trails are now National Historic Trails?
Gosh, several.
Okay.
And that's why it's so important that we get the Southern Trail as a National Historic Trail.
Great.
And in Grant County, the Southern Trail and the Continental Divide Trail bisect each other.
Divide Trail. There's so much stuff going on. Okay, the symposium is where you're going to hear about all this stuff.
Yes.
Fair enough. Okay, one more time, your phone number. We're going to keep giving that out till I remember it.
575 388 4477.
And I've posted that on the Facebook page, the website, along with Cecilia's phone number.
All right, let's read something before we do trivia, because this one needs to be done. This is the February History Lessons, prepared by someone we know well.
I thought we just did those.
Okay. Well, you didn't do the top one. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive History Society. They're going to meet Wednesday, February the 8th. That's coming up here quickly, 6:30 p.m., but they're meeting in Las Cruces at the New Mexico Railroad Depot and Museum. The program is Railroad Depots of the Southwest. Dinner program is $10. And RSVP 915-540-9660. And that's happening in Las Cruces. But the Genealogical Society meeting Thursday, February the 9th. You want to know your history? Come check it out. All Saints Episcopal Church, tidbits on helping your family become interested in your family history. Visitors welcome. That famous phone number, 915-591-2326. County Historical Commission, we mentioned, meeting on Monday the 13th, and that's at the Paso Del Norte Bank downtown. And then you got Harvey Girls.
Yeah, Patricia's coming in. She's going to be doing the presentation. Excuse me. You're not doing that one, are you, Pritt? Is Press doing that one? On the Harvey Girls for February 13th, 2 p.m. at the Union.
It's a combined.
Oh, it's a combined program. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're keeping the legacy of Fred Harvey and the Harvey Girls. And again, give Patricia a call at 591-2326. The Harvey Girls were quite characters. They were on their own trail, traveling from the east,
adventure.
Going west.
That's
yes.
right.
A bunch of women riding the rails.
That's right.
Kinda. No, they weren't really doing what it sounds like I said.
No.
But also, you got just do the corral again one more time. This time in February, corral's topic is Bowman. Sarah Bowman.
That's right, Sarah Bowman, yes. Presented by Patricia Franklin, and it's the cost of dinner is only $20. It's a great bargain for a meal and a wonderful program. And again, that's February 17th at the Country Inn and Suites over there on Sunland Park Drive, same place as Symposium.
So they're getting historic over there. They like history over there.
They do like us.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, now turning our attention to trivia. Shelley, you ready for trivia? All right, Shelley's ready. She's got her phones ready to go here. What's the deal?
Okay. This the second hour trivia is, what year was the Old Spanish Trail named National Historic Trail?
Didn't you just say that?
I did.
If you listen to the show, you get this stuff.
Listening.
We're trying to give this stuff away.
I'm going to make everybody stay after school.
We've got more Pepe's or more DVDs.
That's right.
We're slowly running out of DVDs here, but what the heck.
But we got all kinds of different DVDs and Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo.
You want to put the second question out there so they can answer either one?
Sure. The second question, if you don't get the first one, is what famous El Paso Rancho, which today is a cemetery, did the Butterfield Overland Stagecoach travel through?
That's question two. Try
That's
that one.
Two.
Or
so you got one or two, which
or
is
question one.
The Old Spanish Trail, named a National Historic Trail, what year?
The Old Spanish Trail.
Yep.
I'm not sure I understand that. Maybe I'll stay after school.
Yeah.
See what's going on here. And if they want to win this stuff, they actually have to call us because we can't do Facebook. It just doesn't work
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
It's here, the Crawford Buick GMC Used Car Kickoff Sale. The ultimate lineup of used cars, trucks, and SUVs is slashed to go, go, go. Kick off the year right with a 2014 Ford F-150 Raptor. Drive home this red-hot 2015 Chevrolet Camaro SS Convertible and this 2014 Audi Q7 Quattro or this 2014 Dodge Ram 4x4 Longhorn are all about performance. Come see and test drive these very special vehicles during the Crawford Buick GMC Used Car Kickoff Sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway.
Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0505. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 0505.
Sticking to New Year's resolutions is tough, but iHeartRadio can help.
Okay, Google, open iHeartRadio.
Radio stations and playlists perfect for working out.
This is James from Metallica.
This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Free radio and music on demand all in one app. Play any song, get unlimited skips, even take your music offline and listen data free. Let iHeartRadio help you succeed in 2017. See what everyone's talking about at iHeartRadio.com or just download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now
let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
If you want to know who's coming in here next week, you can go to the website ephistory.com, as we mentioned, or listen up, February 11th next week. Oh, our guest is nationally known El Paso artist Gaspar Enriquez. See how many things Gaspar has done in his career. And what does he think of El Paso's history? Because that man has lived a bunch of it, and he still paints it. And he's a nationally known artist, and he's got stuff in museums all over the place. And he thought he was going to retire. Ha! But anyway, Gaspar's in here next week. February the 18th, we talk an hour one. A guy named Ed Wooten. He's the director of the Cloudcroft Museum. We talk to him about the history of Cloudcroft and that area and the Tularosa Basin up there. And there's a lot going on because we got the Women's Club coming back in here. They have created a play. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Oh, Jean Ames, who's a member of the El Paso Women's Club, has created this play about the history of the Women's Club. And it kind of sounds like it's going to be like a melodrama. I was looking at the script. They even have Six Guns of Shady Ladies as guests in the show if they can all make it.
Well, you figure in the history, there were Shady Ladies.
Yeah, they're going to probably escort us out again.
They were somebody else.
But it should be a good time. And we'll have more information. I don't have the phone number right at my tip of my fingers.
For a good time, but call the Women's Club.
But like all of the things they do, it's for the continued preservation and protection of the building. And this is one of our fundraisers they got coming up.
Well, that's a cool thing. Got John on the phone. John on the radio. John, you're the only guy calling, so nobody else calls up. We're going to give you both questions.
Well, I only have the answer to one.
All right.
And that was the Spanish Trail in 2002.
Oh, correct. Yes. Now he got the difficult one. Yay, John.
You were listening. Okay, you got either a Pepe's $20 or a DVD. You want to try for the second one? We'll get either. What are you going to try, DVD or Pepe's?
I'll just take the Pepe's. That's good.
Pepe's. Now, there's nobody else calling up, which shame on them. So we'll give you the second question.
Want to try the second question?
Okay, listen carefully to the second question. It's one of those.
What famous...
And shut the door on your car already. Good Lord. It's beeping. Okay, go ahead.
What famous El Paso Rancho, which today is a cemetery, did the Butterfield Trail Overland Stagecoach travel through?
I would imagine Concordia.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, now
John doesn't have to stay after school. Yay!
Now you get a DVD choice because I'm not giving you two Pepe's. But what do you want to pick a DVD? Read them off.
Gunfights the Old West, Legend of El... Oh, no, you gave that one away. Transportation, El Paso's transportation history, which is really good.
That's good.
You want
take
that
one?
You got it.
It's a short video, but what you're going to see in that video, that locomotive number one that Prince mentioned on his phone call that's now in a museum, kind of not really downtown. The city took it over as a visitor center. It should be a museum. Thank you, city. But anyway, downtown El Paso has locomotive number one in there on display. When they refurbished that, they took it off of UTEP's campus and put it in a rigging place on the east side for about a year and a half. I got video of that thing going down for this last trip, going 60 miles an hour down I-10, a train. That's what's in the video that you just picked up here. So take a look at that. All right, John, hold on. Shelley will come tell you how to pick all this up, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And we should warn him that also he's going to now have to fill out one of those IRS things because he's getting value more than 30 bucks. Shelley will figure it out with that guy.
Yeah, she can explain it.
All right, moving on to what's at hand here. We do need to take a break and come back and listen to carefully what's going to happen. We got what's going to happen in El Paso, Inc.
Yeah.
But you got something else to talk about?
Well, I just want to say, we're also going to be talking about the cost of the seminar, kind of some of the cost. It's a bargain to go to this. This is going to be a blast.
The symposium, March 15 mm-hmm. through 19?
Yes.
Were they going to be in El Paso at that hotel over on the west side? Country Inn and Suites. And that's going to be a fun thing. We'll come back and talk about that later.
Okay.
Unless you go on. What's the phone number?
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history.
Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
It's here. The Crawford Buick GMC used car kickoff sale. The ultimate lineup of used cars, trucks, and SUVs is slashed to go, go, go. Go deep with this pre-owned 2014 Corvette Stingray Z51. Or truck in luxury with this 2015 GMC Sierra Denali 4x4 6.2 V8. Play in the sun in this 16 Buick Cascada convertible. And this 2016 Buick Enclave with leather interior or this 2016 Chevrolet Tahoe 4x4 are terrific. The Crawford Buick GMC kickoff sale. CrawfordBuickGMC.com. Montana and Airway.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Newbiotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Newbiotics. 1-800-600-2719. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-600-2719. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-600-2719.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Small business owners, here's a thought. Did you know that most mobile data is done over Wi-Fi? That means your mobile advertising strategy needs a rethink. iHeartRadio is the original mobile advertising platform reaching people when they're out spending money. Get mobile and call 844-BUY-RADIO.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We need to take care of our friends down the street at El Paso Inc., so this is what's going on this week, only in El Paso Inc.
What to expect in upscale housing and new retail coming to Northwest El Paso, plus a public park that will break the mold.
All right, also going on, why Rose's Cantina is still fighting for the right to its own parking lot, and what the owners are now doing.
And meet the man who's bringing business to Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and the El Paso's rival across the state line.
El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Sanctuary Cities. The debate over the bill in Austin that would withhold funds from cities that refuse to work with federal immigration officials.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment, your question, via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts the program at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
That's what we do because they put us on Saturday morning's promo. We will talk about them,
guys. We promote them, they promote us.
Well, it works out. And the thing about the future of history, we're going to see some of the history coming up to the symposium. Cecilia Bell is here from all the way from Silver's. By the way, you're from Silver City. How long have you lived there?
Since 1973.
Okay, so now you're a Silver City historian of some kind.
Sort of.
You got to come back and talk about that one day because we don't really have somebody from over there.
We would like to come back and talk about Fort Baird.
Oh.
That started before Silver City.
Fair enough. All right. What do we got going on here now? Patricia Kidney is in the house. Cecilia Bell is talking history. What do we need to know about this symposium? Here it comes. March.
March 15 through 19 at the Country Inn and Suites off of Sunland Park. And it's open to the public. You may register there. However, meals must be done ahead. like the Westerners Club.
To purchase them ahead or whatever?
Right. If you want to eat or go to a symposium lecture with the meal, we need to know ahead.
Now, your voice sounds like you were at the Miners game last night screaming. You weren't, though, were you?
No,
you
no.
weren't. Okay.
No.
Well,
it was a good game.
Oh, yeah. The speakers and the topics that we have coming up, run through those again.
Okay. We have, first of all, we have William Hahn speaking on the road from San Antonio to Fort Davis.
Okay.
He is with Fort Clark. Then we have Dave Miller speaking on the camels or the Spanish Trail. Then we have Jane Grey and a little bit of romance.
Jane Grey?
Jane Grey.
No relation?
No relation. No.
Okay.
And that's a romantic story on the Santa Fe Trail, Camino Real.
Okay.
And then we have dinner. We have Harry Hewitt that will speak on the border and all of the different locations, moving from when the river changed to the Gatson Purchase, all of that history.
There's quite a bit that happened here when that occurred.
The
river moved and it went into the favor of the United States by moving south, taking more of Mexico as it went. The Mexicans finally said, wait a minute, what are we doing here? And we had the Chamizal settlement.
Right, and we will be going to the Chamizal.
Okay, cool.
So, now, I would like to mention a bit about the Oregon-California Trail Association. Number one, it was formed in 1981 after the Oregon-California Trail became a national trail. And the reason it was formed was to protect the trail, to preserve the trail for the children of the future. It's not everywhere you can go and see all of the immigrants' names carved into a rock.
Wow.
And that is in Wyoming. But there's also a spot now in Arizona that has trails and their names on a rock.
So do you think there's a trend then that we're trying to save these more and more? People are learning about them and realizing the importance of their history?
Right. Not only their history, but telling electric companies, telling wind tunnel things that stay off of the trail.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else. We need to protect it.
Yeah, because it's amazing. You wouldn't think that these ruts, and I have seen in other places in California and Arizona, that would still exist after all these years, just still sitting there. But that tells you know, how far back it goes and how wonderful.
Right. You know, in Wyoming, there's a little area that's solid rock, and those wagons have just made ruts between the rock down in there as they went forward.
Also,
it wasn't easy.
I think going and finding these trails also puts you into a mindset as looking around you going, they had no air conditioning, they had no comforts of creature comforts of home, they had to make do with what they had, the heat, oh my gosh, you know, the sickness, everything that went along.
Right.
These people were, they're true people. I mean, they're true pioneers, I guess, is what I want to say.
Now, in the Southern chapter, we have a smaller group called the Trail Turtles that actually go out and walk the trail, looking for artifacts, markings, putting it back down, but then recording it. And then that is shared with BLM and the National Park Service. These group of people are the ones that really know the trails.
Oh, my gosh.
How many trails from, like, Las Cruces going west can you still see?
Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of them, again, like where the Membris River was, the Gila. They followed the water.
Right.
But when there was a flood,
that went to
part
trail.
Of it is gone.
The trail's gone.
So you look for the rocks.
But so, Elam, we all know, and we've heard and talked about the Jornada del Muerto, which is the area of the Camino Real on
north
its way
of here.
North. Now, those ruts are still there, easily seen, because the desert is very just the same as it was.
And no one goes there.
Right. Generally speaking.
Until the spaceport.
Yeah, and the spaceport had to cross that road, so there were more people coming up. But also, there's a railroad track kind of like right up that trail now on that side of those Caballo Mountains. Interesting history. Now, talk more about what's going to happen in the symposium, because again, 15th to 19th of March, and you'll take registration the day of, but you want the phone number and all that
right.
stuff. It's on Facebook. We've got that. And so those people who want to get involved in this need to get involved in this.
They need to step up. But Friday, the 17th, besides being St. Patrick's Day,
oh yes,
we will be going out to Waco Tanks and then coming back for lunch at the Butterfield Golf Course.
You better go early if you're coming back for lunch.
We are leaving early, and we have reservations, and it's all set. And then we will be back for Friday night for the dinner with
the Westerners.
With the Westerners and Glenn Ely. And we are going to have one of his books for a raffle item.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, great.
We should probably give you one of our DVDs to throw out there, too. Patricia, you got one from me last week that you want to take a look at.
Yes, and she's I've passed it on to her.
But have you seen that section yet? About
No, I just did it just now.
That's what I was talking about, the pictures you'll see in that video. And that's El Paso's Historic Sites and Markers, I think it is.
Waco Tanks.
Oh, no, that's the actual Waco Tanks DVD.
Tanks.
Right, that's the actual Waco, I think I put it in the other one, too. But the actual Waco Tanks DVD is where we followed a wagon train of kids who were reenacting in reverse a very old event that happened in like the 1860s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this was a crowd that went across the desert in a wagon train. And in 2005, a bunch of middle school children, students from El Paso and California, got together and actually did the ride. And they went through and camped out and whole.
The Huff Diary. Yes, another diary similar to what you're talking about, the French gentleman.
And this diary is a huge thing. The guy took his notes in. I don't know how he transported that thing. But they had it there, and what it showed was what it was like to go actually as middle school kids. They got the experience of being out on the trail. So I talked to them before they left. I talked to them after they left. And can you imagine what the very only major thing they said that they missed? You think maybe cell phones or their iPods. But the thing they really missed was called porcelain. They really had a problem with that because they're not used to doing things in the desert that they normally do with porcelain.
Right.
Like bathroom business. So that was a whole new experience for these kids. And a lot of them actually walked because we have video going through that path. That's what I was asking you. If you've ever been out to Waco Tanks to the east, they opened up all the ranch gates and closed them, of course, like they should, but went through on that trail east from Waco Tanks into a very narrow canyon that you can see how the Apaches would pick the people apart.
Right.
All they had to do was roll a rock down the hill and they knock a wagon over.
That would be like Cook's Peak.
Is that the same thing?
Right.
I haven't
canyon,
been to that one.
Right there you go through a canyon and there you are.
And the Apaches
at the mercy.
Very easily could take apart a wagon train.
Right.
And it was a very interesting experience just chasing them with a camera. Like, oh my goodness, now I see the problem. Now, Patricia, you didn't go through that canyon on your...
No, I don't remember because, it was all day, it was hot, we were...
You were focused at close range issues.
Yes,
right. Yeah,
and I was inside, and you can't see where you're going, you just see what's passing by the side window.
Were you in the whole day in that thing?
Yeah, in and out.
I'll ask you, what about potty breaks?
You
blacked out of your memory.
No.
Just don't drink as much.
I have ways.
Okay, fair enough. But I mean, that's part of the deal, though. You got to think about that.
Now, the Okta Group put together a month-long tour for teenage kids and took like 20, and no cell phones, no radios, and went across the Oregon Trail, a great section of it, and we have that on film.
Interesting.
That I will bring to you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to use that Waco Tanks video in your lectures if you need to illustrate that. Patricia, what is your take on all this? You've got a lot to think about here. You're sitting here quietly looking at all this. Tell us something.
Well, for many years, I've been interested in reading the journals and the diaries of people who went across, who came west. It's always been a question for me as to what would cause people to pick up and leave the comforts of home and to follow that dream. How did they do it? What prompted them to do it? And I've always had that curiosity. So as time has evolved, then I've been able to go and actually ride these these stages. There was a great one up in the Guadalupes. There's a pinery stop up there. I was able to ride a stage up there. And then it's just, to me, it's living it, it's understanding it, and it's something I just love.
Do you think there might be a tour business available if somebody had a stagecoach going around here?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Ah. Yes.
Of course.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes.
You know, all the way to Silver, it would be a great opportunity.
Yes.
But can you clear the path? Because, I mean, you got so much in the way that's been built now. Can you get there? I wonder.
Well, we had one come through that was traveling from St. Louis.
That's right.
To Tucson.
That's right.
Our Tombstone
meeting. I got
the stagecoach. Yeah.
And
I got
we were part of that.
Yeah.
And we did some things as Six Guns and Shady Ladies. And then a number of the group was able to ride on the stage, and they mm-hmm. went along the southern road to Columbus, through Columbus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just incredible to see this this stage.
Yeah, they ended at Tombstone was
yes.
where they ended
right.
their trip.
Yes.
That's like you were in a Wells Fargo commercial or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty scary being on top of that stagecoach a couple times when we were going down some of the hills because there's a lot of movement on top. And and you're hanging on for dear life, and I can't imagine going across country that way.
No, I can't either.
Your big luggage and your big trunks were on the top, and you had stuff in the back and that bag look. Yeah. What's the back of a stagecoach? It's a bag-looking thing? What was that?
It's a big leather.
Leather.
It's leather, and it's a big flap.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it's – I'm thinking tramp. I'm not sure what it's called. There's a name for it.
Pull that picture out. There's a picture of you sitting there with
right
the back of a stagecoach. What is that you're looking at?
Yeah, a lot of people see it's that it's a piece that extends off the back of the stagecoach. Like
it's
covered
the
leather.
Goes,
and that's where they tucked everything.
It's like a big flap that comes down and covers whatever.
Yeah, and if people see it, they'll know it right away.
So. Right, right. So it's, I mean, I've just had this fascination with all this. Oh. And I'm not sure what century I belong to. Someone finally said, I'm just timeless.
Well, not only that, but you're very timely when you go do these things because you become various personalities. And thank you for coming back to being Patricia once in a while.
Once in a while, yes.
But she has to come back to Earth. We all have to come back to Earth once in a while.
And your other personalities include?
Oh, my goodness. Sadie Orchard comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
She was a stagecoach owner, stage line owner, and drove a stage over in Hillsboro and Kingston.
You have a desire to drive one of these things?
Oh, I'd love to.
Really? You want to deal with horses?
But I don't think, I mean, it's very tedious. You got to know which hand to use for which lines.
For which reins out to which horse?
Yeah.
And remember, Pat, there wasn't a pavement.
No, it was
when
rough.
When Sadie went across the mountain.
And then what if your first two horses took a left and you meant right?
You went down the hill.
Oh, you went with the horses.
Yes. And, you know, just yesterday I saw a TV series called Death Valley Days.
Oh, yes.
And and Ronald Reagan is on this thing. And Tales of the Old Ranger. And they were, for 30 minutes, it suddenly dawned on me, this is Sadie's story. Mr. Orchard was held up. Her husband was driving. Stage was held up. She then took charge of the stage and got the silver through to Mogollon in the movie. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
Take a moment about Cook's Peak. I need to go there to see what that's about. But that's a big deal. It was a major...
There was a major
skirmish.
Massacre.
Yeah, skirmish.
And that maybe is a bad word. But, not politically correct.
But I think one of Anson Mill's brothers got killed over there.
I think so,
Yes.
And, you know, to go down that canyon and rocks on both sides, you're just a prime target.
Yeah, you need,
everybody feared that.
You need help to get through there. You're not going to get through there.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to need to go see that. Interesting stuff. Taking a break here. Coming back in a moment and talking about whatever we need to on
to
this symposium
up.
Because this symposium looks like it's going to be quite important. It's another kind of summit-looking thing to me, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
And we've had a lot of people on Facebook page this morning. Linda Goggin.
She asked us a trivia question.
Why
did that turn out? Did she answer it back?
Well, she asked us, and you answered her, and I answered her, too. And I said, the Battle of Mysia, July 1861.
That was troops from Fort Fillmore.
That's the Fort Fillmore that I answered. That was so stupid. I mean, those guys filled their canteens with rum or bourbon or something.
And took off in the heat.
Yeah, and then they wondered why they didn't make it over the hill. But talk about dumb.
Well, we got other great people. We got Rod Linkus. We've got Carlos.
Victor Guzman is
Centeno,
on there.
Centeno, Victor Guzman.
Ryan Evans is on there.
That's right.
This is like Romper Room, I See You, you know, that kind of thing.
Leonard Peck. Some new names on here. Skip Forbes, Hilda Flynn. Some great new names on here. So thanks for checking us out on Facebook page.
Call us up if you think it's important.
915-544-5876.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Home Jewelry Cleaner. I know people cringe when they hear me say, get that nasty toilet seat off your finger. The truth is, all jewelry worn on the hands and wrists contains bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella at levels much greater than a public toilet seat, bacteria that spreads to nearly everything that you touch. In fact, 1 in 6 people get food poisoning every year. And seriously, that's not right. Do what thousands of people across America have done and purchase my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. Harness the cleaning power of your dishwasher and make your jewelry look fresh and clean like the day it was purchased. And at the same time, remove 99% of all harmful bacteria. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
Order now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the red iHeartRadio button to receive free shipping and an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order now at aquasonicwave.com and press the red iHeartRadio button.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we need to tell you a couple things going on the YouTube channel. We've got El Paso History TV on YouTube, and we've got videos on there, over 100, that basically focus on El Paso history in one form or another. You can go now and see all kinds of things. We have the Mission Trail from last year. We have the Six Guns and Shady Ladies doing the reenactment of the Four Dead in 5 Seconds. And all that is on Facebook, and I'm sorry, on YouTube. And the point is we're able to do long-form television there. So we just basically took whatever it took in the way of television time to put that on there.
And teachers could pull it from there, can't they, and use
easily,
it in class?
Easily.
There you go.
And so if you need to know about the gunfight history in downtown El Paso, there it is. What is the Mission Trail celebrations all about? That is now at you go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Find stuff to look at there.
And then it's time for a different type of trail ride, and that's the Trinity Site Tour by Motor Coach. They're going to go from the New Mexico Museum of History, and these are limited tickets, and they're available for the April 1st tour. The world's first atomic bomb was detonated on July 16th, 1945, at the Trinity Site in New Mexico, on the north end of what is now White Sands Missile Range. In recognition of the event, Trinity Site is open to the public twice each year, on the first Saturday of April and again on the first Saturday in October. The New Mexico Museum of History is hosting a motor coach tour, and this is the area historian Pete Edenbach will accompany the guests on the coach, and he'll give an in-depth talk on the bomb, its history, the effect it had on the world and the area. And once at the site, guests enjoy a brown bag lunch and a self-guided walking tour of the site. And then on the way back, Pete will debrief. Its debriefing is highlighted with a special showing of a classic science fiction film. And then upon arrival at the museum, guests will be treated to a guided tour, followed by a reserved seating for an exclusive showing, Trinity, the Atomic Bomb Movie, in the New Horizons Dome Theater. So give a call out there to 575-437-2840 or go to nmspacemuseum.org for more information. I got to do that some year.
Oh, you got to. But on your way to somewhere, or just make it a destination, because that museum is fantastic.
And one I'll just call in for the radio show.
Well, one of our old buddies out, Sue Taylor's out there.
Yeah,
and she's helping run
there.
The exhibits
That's
and stuff.
Right.
We're going to get them back in here sometime this summer, but she's very helpful on our history here as well. Okay, I want to know about the carpool to Mesilla, New Mexico. You're doing that on what day? That looks like about Thursday. And that. Why are you going to Mesilla, New Mexico, to the Cottonwood Ranch?
Okay, we're going to go to Mesilla, New Mexico, to check out the site of the Gadsden Purchase.
Yes?
Yes, and then from there will be a small lecture, what happened, what it was all about. We will go to Marilyn Weaver's ranch for supper. And again, there will be entertainment and a military-style meal with biscuits, cornbread, and
beans.
Stew.
Beans.
Coleslaw.
And
probably
more
some beans.
did you mention beans?
Beans.
Ah, yes. Well,
maybe.
Beans were very transportable in the old days.
Yes, they were. And they ate a lot of them.
You find some water, you cook them up, you got some beans.
That's right. And you got protein and good foods.
There you go.
You know, I'm going to put in a plug for Maryland.
Yes.
There is money to be made on heritage tourism. Mm-hmm. And Maryland has stepped out and done that.
And tell us what she's done. We know, but go ahead.
Yeah, she's been on the show. So,
she's been here.
But tell us again.
To go to her little spot and feel like you've just got off the stage.
It's an old West town she created.
And you're right there.
Yeah.
And we'll be going in to have dinner.
And Patricia will feel right at home over there.
Always.
Yes. You're going to go try to get a room that night. I can see you.
Always. Yes. Maryland's a good friend.
Not all of those buildings are fully complete, I understand, but you'll find yourself a room.
Yeah, some are facades and some she's got completed. So.
Right.
But the deal is, if you want to immerse in the history of the region and of this time frame of all these old trails, this is your symposium to do. Let's throw the contact information out. We're almost about out of time here. The contact information one more time for the symposium. It's March 15 through 19.
At the
somewhere
Suite.
On the west side, yeah.
Right. And the 15th through the 19th, and we're going to have a great time. This is your way to learn about El Paso.
I think it's a great, if you're new to El Paso, I think this is one of the best ways to learn is to actually travel
immersion.
And meet the people that love this history and learn together. You don't have to be an expert. This is open to everyone.
Last thoughts, Patricia. We're almost gone.
Oh, this is a tour. This is a chance of a lifetime to experience all of these things. I can hardly wait.
All right, phone number I got here, 575-956. Is that the correct number?
3294 or 388-4477.
And that's Cecilia Bell talking there.
Right.
Thank you much.
And the website is southern-trails.org.
Or on Facebook, you can get all that information. Check it out.
Right.
Patricia, thanks for coming in. And Miss Kidney.
Loved it. Thank
or
you.
Or Miss Sadie, whoever you are today.
I don't know.
Again, our thanks to the control room crowd for putting up with us. Shelley Sutherland.
Venezuela.
Thank you very much, everybody. Next week, we shall be back. We're talking to Gaspar Enriquez next week.
All right. We'll see
details, ephistory.com, and podcasts and of this show. Show as soon as I can get in there. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management, for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.